Governor, as I said, we're going to deal with Willie Jackson. If the government was smart, I reckon it would ditch the TVNZ RNZ merger. But after that interview with Willie Jackson on Q&A yesterday, it's becoming very obvious that this is shaping up to be Three Waters 2.0, which is that it is becoming a complete PR disaster for Labor. Most of the problem, I think, at this stage actually is Willie Jackson. Like, he cannot answer basic questions like, why are you doing the merger? And so when he's under pressure to try to deflect away from the fact that he cannot answer basic questions, he starts acting the goat in interviews. He plays the buffoon to create the impression that what he's talking about is not really a big deal and you could just laugh it off. But that act that he puts on got him into big trouble yesterday because he crossed the very line that critics are worried that he will cross. He told Jack Tame he was disappointed in Jack's negative interview and that Jack wasn't helping him to get the merger across the line. And then he accused Jack of having friends in National. Now, this is exactly what the critics are worried will happen, that there will be too much ministerial control of the news provided by these two entities. Honestly, I thought it was one of those things that people get worried about, but it never actually transpires into something that you do need to be worried about. But watching Willie Jackson's performance yesterday, even I'm not sure that Willie Jackson knows where he can draw the line editorially. He is clearly not fit to have ministerial responsibility of news organisations. This is heading the way of Three Waters big time for the following reasons. One, it's unpopular. Only 22% of people in today's poll want it. Two, it smacks of a hidden agenda because there is no plausible explanation for why we need this merger. What is the problem we're trying to fix? Three, it's being rammed through urgently. They're trying to get it done by 1 March next year. And four, it's going to cost a lot of money. $370 million at last count during a cost of living crisis. Those are all the same problems that we have with Three Waters. Labor can't afford another Three Waters if they want to secure the next election. They should be looking right now for a way to get out of this. Either that or take Willie off the job because clearly it is too big for him.
Heather Duplessy-Allen.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.